This program is brought to you by PersonalLifeMedia.com.
On today's show, the do-it-yourself guide to belief transformation, plus the most powerful attractor I know, and how you can make it work for you. Welcome to Inside Out Weight Loss. I'm your host, Renee Stevens, and together we're accessing and adjusting the control panel of your mind, body, spirit system, bringing ease and joy to your weight loss journey and fullness to the rest of your life. Inside Out Weight Loss is about the inner journey of outer transformation. It's what you do on the inside so the outside looks great. Being overweight and or out of shape are symptoms of your behavior. And your behavior is a symptom of your thoughts, your feelings, your beliefs, your identity, all sorts of stuff that goes on underneath the surface in your mind and in your heart and in your body. If you're overweight, it's because you have made many decisions. You've consistently made decisions that result in you being overweight. You consistently decide to eat when you're not hungry, to eat past feeling physically satisfied. You decide to not exercise, to have a more sedentary lifestyle. And as a result, excess energy in the form of fat forms on your body. But you might want to ask, well, why do I make these decisions? Now, many of us have asked ourselves these questions over and over again. Why? Oh, why do I do it? Oh, my God. Why do I torture myself? And then, of course, there's that cliched idea of insanity, doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. Of course, if that were insanity, then I think 99% of the population would be insane. It's just part of the silly human condition. We all do it. So, Inside Out Weight Loss goes inside your decision-making mechanism, what it is that causes you to make those decisions that you've been making that have been resulting in the things that you don't like. In short, if you want to change the outside, then it's time to change the inside. And that's exactly what we do here. We change from the inside out. And of course, the fun part of it all is that when you change in this way, from the inside out, in other words, when you address the causes to change the symptoms, then it turns out that being slim is actually pretty darn easy. In fact, it feels really good. It is pleasureful, full of pleasure and enjoyment. Now, this is the radical, crazy idea that I have been espousing for some time now. So either I'm just a nutcase liar only in it for the money. Oh, wait a minute. I don't make any money out of this podcast, right? Well, then I would be just a nutcase on a secret mission of confusion. Or there's something to this. Maybe it really can be easy, just like it is for all those naturally slender people out there. And I might add, for all of you listeners and my clients who tell me that they discover that it is easy for them when they follow this program. And boy, do I love hearing your stories, by the way. Reminds me that it's not just me and my microphone, but it's me and you. Taking a moment to become more and more present with ourselves. That's what we do on every episode of Inside Out Weight Loss. And it's time to go ahead and allow yourself to drop inside of you. Just sink right down deep inside. Imagine it's one of those big down, we'll add hypoallergenic, soft, cushiony beds that you just sink right into and it puffs up around you, kind of like sinking into a cloud. And you sink right on into your own inner experience, not the tumultuous, crazy feelings and lots of thoughts inner experience, the kind of stuff that you're aware of on a day-to-day basis, but the inner experience beneath all of that, the deeper layer of experience. It's down there. You may not be fully consciously aware of it, and yet you may be surprised to notice that the further that you let yourself sink on down deep inside, the more incredibly comfortable and possibly even familiar it feels. Calm and peaceful and yet familiar. And you can choose to focus on the sound of my voice, or you can choose to focus on your own inner reality, the sensations, the feelings deep down inside, only, of course, if you're in a safe environment to do so, meaning not driving a car, but whatever you're doing or not doing, perhaps you're relaxing or walking or working out, just allow yourself to settle down even a bit deeper. And you can even set an intention for this episode and this week's journey. What is it that you'd like? If you have something specific, set that intention now. As you know, you're very likely to get exactly what you intend. And if you don't know what you want to intend, or you're going back and forth thinking, oh my goodness, what if I don't get my intention right? I could intend this, and is that the best one to intend? Then just let all that go and simply intend the highest and the best for you. That allows for plenty of room for the universe's creative gift-giving program. And since we've been talking about limiting beliefs, we just did a series on changing the historical cause of your limiting beliefs, which is indeed a very powerful way to go about it. And I would love to hear your stories. The easiest way to do that is to like my fan page on Facebook, Renee Stevens fan page at facebook.com. And today I've actually had a few listeners let me know about limiting beliefs that they have, that they are struggling with. And it's very true that one thing is identifying the limiting belief, and then another thing, when we are so darn emotionally invested in them, as we typically are, is actually being able to change them. So let's take a look at a couple that have come to my attention recently, because I think they're fairly common. And what'll be fun is, as we go along here and I share these couple of beliefs, you see if you can find some counter examples. In other words, things that would make that not true. What would you do to change this belief if you were helping someone, or even, heck, helping yourself? This will help you practice your limiting belief change muscle. And of course, we do like to build muscle on this program. Okay, so here we go. Saga writes in that she says, my mother is an alcoholic and chronically depressed. I used to be very close with her as a child, but distanced myself from her as I became more and more aware of my mother's symptoms and illness in my teenage years. The older I got, the worse things became. From just crying about how poorly she was treating herself, and not understanding why, in addition to all the lies she told, to the anger I felt and just needing to defend myself and other family members physically during one of her worst binge drinking episodes. Lastly, her 3 suicide attempts always around Christmas, making that my least favorite holiday. I'm now so distant from my mother, I don't even want to talk to her and just become angry when she calls. I wish I could trust her and be close again, but that is something I can't do anything about right now. And then she continues, I am petrified of becoming like my mother. So here comes my weird limiting belief. It's better to be fat, and she writes, I'm about 40 to 50 pounds overweight, than an alcoholic. It's better to be addicted to Coca-Cola and sweets than to alcohol. Because that way I won't be like her, and it hurts to think that way, but I do. I hate talking about my emotions or in general about me, which is causing me to tear up at the moment. I just can't see how I can change this belief or even work with it. Well, Saga, thank you so much for writing this in and sharing this with me. It sounds just awful. Okay, so now, listeners, is your opportunity to think about how you might go about changing this belief and what you'd like to believe instead. While we take our break, you're listening to Inside Out Weight Loss on Personal Life Media. This is your host, Renee Stevens, and we'll be right back. Can a movie make you thin? If it's the inner way, it can. Learn how to use the law of attraction to slim your body and reclaim your life. And it's so full of practical, heart-centered wisdom that you'll want to watch it again and again. Plus, if you order now, you'll get over $400 worth of bonus gifts from the featured teachers, including me. Learn more and order your own copy at theinnerway.com/Renee. That's theinnerway, WEIGH.com/Renee, RENEE. We're back now. Before the break, we were talking about Saga and her limiting belief that it's better to be fat than an alcoholic. Did you come up with anything? Do you notice anything about the structure of this limiting belief? It's a structure, if you've been listening for a while, that we've talked about on multiple occasions, a way that we often phrase limiting beliefs or structure limiting beliefs in our minds. And that structure is either or. Either I'm fat or I'm an alcoholic. It's an either or. Either I'm fat or I'm an alcoholic. Either I'm alcoholic or I'm fat. Like it's a choice, a toggle switch. Now, before we get to the structure that is the opposite of that, it's maybe the antidote to that, which maybe you'll even guess before we get there. Let's just talk for a moment about one of the most common things that we do to deal with pain from our past. If we suffered in our childhoods because a parent was some way or other, because something happened to us, we often swear that that will never happen to us. So in my case, much like Saga's case, although differently, my father, as you may know, was an alcoholic. And so I swore I would never become an alcoholic. And in fact, that's never happened. For a while, I didn't even drink at all. I was a complete teetotaler because of my father. Now, interestingly enough, my father had a really rough time of it when he was a kid because he was very, very poor growing up in the Depression, and he swore that his family would never want for food because sometimes there was no money for his dinner and he didn't get dinner. So he swore they would never want for food. Now, he didn't ever tell me this overtly until I was in my mid-20s and beginning my recovery process. But isn't it kind of funny that the thing that he swore was the very thing that I inflicted upon myself? I was always wanting for food. From the minute I started restricting my food, I was constantly wanting food. So what's beneath these vows that we make, these things that we swear to ourselves because of pain we've experienced? It's fear, isn't it? Fear. I was terrified of becoming an alcoholic. Sounds like Saga's in the same boat. And my father was terrified of running out of money and food. Which brings me to one of the very most powerful manifesting agents on the planet, in the universe. Now, if you know the law of attraction, you know that what we think about expands, or like attracts like. So if we think always about how bad things are, then we'll attract more bad things. That's how the law of attraction goes. And if we focus on the positive, like things that we like about ourselves, we will soon find more things to like about ourselves. We might even begin to, this is a little shocking, like ourselves and want to take good care of ourselves. So, powerful manifester. Well, manifestors are emotions. The stronger the emotion, the more manifesting magnetism it has. And fear tends to be a pretty strong emotion, especially in cases of core issues like those we have been talking about. So if your worst fear is gaining 100 pounds or becoming an alcoholic, then that's exactly what you are putting out there to manifest. Fear is an amazing manifester. I'm sorry to be the bearer of this news, but it's true. Think about what you fear the most, and that's probably what you're attracting. Now, it's a little bit sneaky. It's not quite a one for one because I never did become an alcoholic. I was absolutely successful at that. Well, so far, maybe you'll find me down at the pub after I finish recording this. But actually, you're more inclined to find me at the coffee bar. So while all your attention is focused on not creating what it is that you fear, in the back door, you know, behind your back when you're not looking, something that has the same energy is busy creating itself. So for me, it was food addiction. I wasn't addicted to alcohol. I was addicted to food. So I totally get where Saga's belief comes from. Better to be fat than alcoholic. My father manifested his ability to provide for the family, but we did want for something and we desperately wanted for it, and it was his love and attention. So don't take my word for this. Just test it out. Think of some people you know and their biggest fears. Think of your own biggest fears and just check in to see, is that where my attracting energy has been going? So if you have a strong fear about something, you may be completely successful in not creating that thing that you're afraid of. But then, you know, backstage, your fear, your issue is putting on, you know, a fake mustache and dark sunglasses and going to turn up in some other way that you probably do not want. So lest you not realize that, in fact, there is a wonderful way out, many wonderful ways out of all this, we better address those, don't you think? Quickly. Well, one direct and easy way to address these things, to release your biggest fear, is to use the emotional freedom technique, tapping, detailed in episodes 39, 40, and 41, I believe, and tap right on the heart of what you are most afraid of. to release it, because that's what EFT does. It's a very powerful thing to do, to release your worst fears, your worst nightmares, because then all of that attracting power starts moving into positive realms. I don't know what they'll be. Sometimes I just invite in positive energy. I even say, I don't even know what would be better or what could be out there, but I'm inviting better stuff in. Again, that's the universal creativity plan. I think the universe quite likes that one. A lot of fun to deliver. You know, all different types of wrapping paper, sparkles, ribbons, flowers, all sorts of lovely stuff. Right. Saga's belief. What are we going to do? What is the antidote to an either or moving towards, you got it, a both and? What if I could be both slim and sober? Or slim and relaxed around alcohol? Slim and a moderate drinker? Oh, let's throw in fit and healthy while we're at it. Slim, fit, and healthy, and a relaxed, moderate drinker. That's pretty awesome. And I would suggest that as maybe an affirmation. You know, just to try it on for size. See how you like it. See how it makes you feel. See what it opens up for you. So first, I would identify the underlying fear. In this case, fear of being like her mother. Now, I would add into that some business that seems like it needs to get done. You know, enlightened selfishness, one of the most selfish things that we can do, which is to forgive someone else. I believe some forgiveness work is in order here, forgiving her mother. By coming to a deep understanding, by putting yourself in her shoes, that she was really doing the very best that she could. It wasn't very good. In fact, it was pretty awful at times, it sounds like, but it was all she could manage. So understanding her mother's positive intention, which was just perhaps, I don't know, but perhaps to escape the horrendous pain that she was in her life, and coming to that place of forgiveness. And again, to get to forgiveness, tapping is a great tool. There are other tools like breathing into the pain, the anger. I personally like tapping, but I use all sorts of tools too. Just so that you can be free, truly free from the burden of that. Tap on the fear, tap on the pain, and invite in forgiveness. Then you're free to have a both and existence, both slim, fit, healthy. Oh, I'm adding hot in there while we're at it. Why not? And relaxed and moderate about drinking. And we're out of time for today, and I haven't even gotten to the other limiting belief I wanted to share with you. So we will do that on the next episode of Inside Out Weight Loss. Same time, same channel. And again, if you'd like to like my public page on Facebook, which is the newest addition to my digital explorations, it's facebook.com/Renee Stevens fan page, RENEESTEPHENS fan page at facebook.com/Renee Stevens fan page. This is your host, Renee Stevens, and I am on a mission to eradicate the weight struggle from the planet, enabling you to develop and share your abundant. And I'm telling you, honey, there are a lot of soul's gifts in you, and we are here to let them loose. Join me as we evolve the world by evolving ourselves. Take good care.
Find more great shows like this on personallifemedia.com.